Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bob Gordman is with us, folks. Robert Gordman is the name on the book, The Must-Have Customer, one of Bob's books. And Bob Gordman is the president of Gordman Group, which is a consulting company that works with companies large and small, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He is one of our retail experts in the Brain Trust, and he's here with some new information. Bob Gordman, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always a pleasure.
One of the things you do is look at trends in retail spending, the retail behavior out there. Bob, you've got your May report that you wanted to talk to us about today.
Yeah, it's interesting, Jim. As you well know, every month the retailers come out and report their trends for the last 30 days, their comp store trends, which is, of course, the stores that have been open more than a year. And what we do, which is a little different, is we take a look at not only the last 30 days, but we look at the 90 days before that and the 6 months before that and
right.
9 months and 12 months before that. So we look at more trends of how retailers are doing rather than what just happened
right.
in the last 30 days. And, of course, coming out of this recessionary period we've just been in, it's quite interesting because what we're seeing clearly is the retailers that understand their customers and are clearly focused on their strategies are doing very well.
So you're saying that there is still, you know, a dampening effect of the recession on the economy, but there's enough business out there that if you know what you're doing, you can get your share.
You can get your share.
Maybe more than your share.
A little of somebody else's.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's quite interesting. So if you look at, you know, two retailers that are very similar, like Kohl's and Penny's, that, you know, pretty much the same kind of price points, the same kind of
right.
promotional stance. If you look at Kohl's, their trend over the last 12 months has improved dramatically. If you look at Penny's, their trend over the last 12 months has improved much less so.
Negatively, is what from what I can see here.
Yes, well, they're still negative. Yeah, where Kohl's has turned positive and stayed positive for 12 months, Penny's continues to be negative. And as we look at the Penny stores and the Kohl's stores, it's pretty clear to us that Kohl's is absolutely laser-focused on what their customer wants. And they're delivering it, and Penny's, I'm not sure why, is off on some fashion folly that doesn't seem to be producing very well for them.
Do you think they're trying to compete with the wrong people?
No, it's not compete. I think they're just not understanding how to serve their customers, the taste level of the product in their stores.
Yeah. Do you think it's product array and pricing, or how much of it do you think is execution with regard to people going in there and finding what they want and being waited on, served?
Well, I, again, Jim, unfortunately, I know everybody likes to talk about customer service, but our research shows that it's not a real high factor in where customers shop. People want what they want first, and if I can't find what I'm looking for, customer service doesn't make up for bad merchandise.
Do you think that people are already so knowledgeable about what's available for them now because of the internet? By the time they get to the store, if they can find it, they don't need that much help?
Exactly right. You know, and
see, this is one of the premises of my third book that I'm working on called The Age of the Customer. And what I just described is the essence of that book.
Yeah, well, I think you're right on the money. I mean, people know what they want. And or know what they generally like in terms of taste level, and if the retailer chooses to provide something different than that, their business simply isn't going to be very good.
So if they know what they want, And they've come to you because they believe your price point is the price that they're willing to pay. And that's what we got here, right, with Kohl's and Penny's as opposed to Nordstrom's and Macy's. They know that they're going to get a certain price point at Penny's and Kohl's. If that's all information is true. And so, therefore, they don't need much customer service. Is there something else that they're going to want from you, like an experience? Are they going to want something else to happen that surprises them?
You know, Jim, again, our work with, you know, a number of the very largest retailers in the country, and there's a lot of consumer research associated with that, really shows that selection is by far number one. You've got to have what the customer wants, and you have to have a decent selection of that merchandise. And you know, customer service, I think today people... You look at a company like DSW Shoes, which are these gigantic shoe stores. They're all self-service. Mm-hmm. I mean, people walk in there today, and their business is fantastic. So people walk in there today, they see what they want, they put it on their foot, they know if it fits and it feels okay. And they, you know, in the old days, you had somebody sitting at the bench, they're fitting them and tickling their foot.
Right.
Those days are over.
And you know, Bob... For based on what you're saying, it would say, to some small business owners could listen to what you're saying and get the idea that they have no chance against the big companies. But that's not true, is it?
Oh, absolutely not true. We see specialty stores surviving and thriving all the time.
Because everybody doesn't want to go into a store where there are thousands of stuff, thousands of things, and everybody's there, and you got to find your. Some people want more customization. They want smaller rooms. They want different things than other people want, don't they?
Well, yeah, and you think about it yourself. If you look in your closet one day and you say, "Gee, I need some shirts," a store is going to pop into your mind or a website,
yep,
because you've had a good experience there before,
right?
Finding what you want, and that's where you're going to go first. And if you're satisfied, you're not going to go anywhere second.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this previous success syndrome of people,
yeah,
you know, having had a good experience that bring them back again.
And the experience, and everybody's experience is different. And the good news is, Bob, is small business owners don't have to have everybody to be successful. Just those people who want the experience that the small business can give them, that a big business can't give them. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Bob Gordman. Right after these messages, one of the things we're going to talk about, in addition to a little bit more on this survey, is we're going to talk about what Bob calls the dumb discount. How about that? Stay with us. 20 after.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. This is Jerry with a G. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bob Gordman is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The Must-Have Customer, among other books that Bob has written. Bob, tell us how we can find you online and your books, too.
You can find us online at Gordman Group, G-O-R-D-M-A-N, group.com. And all the books are available on Amazon, The Must-Have Customer, The Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot. And the last one that we're getting a really great reaction to is Do You Know What You Don't Know?
don't be a don't know square. Don't know what you don't know, right?
Yeah, listen, we sent one to Alan Mulally at Ford and got a great handwritten letter.
Really?
From him. Yeah, he loved the book.
That's great. Congratulations. Yeah, he's a hero these days, isn't he?
He's sensational. He's what every CEO should be.
Yeah, I think so too. Hey, quickly, any last thoughts on this, on your trend report for retailers? In general, are you seeing retailers? I mean, is the consumer coming back to the marketplace?
Jim, the consumer's back. I mean, the pundits on CNBC will give you all kinds of crazy notions, but the consumer's back. There's a lot of people that are doing just fine and spending, and there's people struggling, and it's a tragedy that we got to fix. But the consumer's back. If you're
are they back with cash or are they back with credit?
I can't tell you. Other than the total, the total credit of households in the United States is continuing to decline.
Yeah.
So
that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. So I think people are being much more responsible.
Yeah, I think they're buying more judiciously, aren't they? And I think that's a good thing. Bob, I want to move over and talk about what you call a dumb discount.
Yeah,
you've been working on that a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, we talked about that in our newsletter last month, which, by the way, your listeners are welcome to sign up for at GordmanGroup.com.
Thank you.
We publish a monthly retail trending newsletter. And last month I wrote about dumb discounts because I keep seeing this stuff and it really kind of drives me crazy. I think that a business should see a discount, that when they give a discount, they should treat that as an investment. And if I give somebody a discount, I'm investing in that customer, and I should see a return. And if all I'm doing is giving discounts and I can't see returns, then I'm wasting money.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, we talked about in the newsletter.
So don't just give somebody a discount just to get them to do business with you one time.
Absolutely. The goal is you're trying to build loyalty, you're trying to build return patronage, you're trying to build a bigger share of wallet over time. And it's simply not about getting them in one time, selling them one thing, and then you never see them again.
So discounting, folks, should not be a sales strategy. It should be a customer loyalty strategy.
Absolutely. Just the way advertising should always be treated as an investment.
Folks, this is breakthrough. This is a breakthrough thought here. Bob, I want to land on that for a second because I think this is important for people to understand. Folks, when you give a discount and you don't have a strategy, a business relationship continuation loyalty strategy behind that discount, then basically all you've done is give money away. All right, Bob?
And Jim, let me just give you a very quick example. I live in Breckenridge, Colorado, which is a ski resort, and it's not an inexpensive place to live. And people that retire here usually have done pretty well in life and most of the time are living in seven-figure homes. But the movie theater has a senior discount. So if you're 60 years old, you go to the movies and you pay $7 for a ticket that everybody else is paying $10.50 for, so you're getting a one-third discount
right
for seniors. And it makes absolutely no sense. In the meantime, the young folks that are up here are working two jobs,
right,
three jobs to survive.
Yeah, what's wrong with that picture, right?
And they're paying $10.50. You know, the same thing is true with the gym that we work out in. It costs me $3 a time to work out because I'm over 60. And it costs the people, the young people that have a punch pass or a long-term membership, $5 a time to work out. Now, why should I be paying $3 and then
right
paying $5? I mean, these are dumb discounts.
So, folks, make sure that whatever you're doing for discounting, if you're thinking about lowering prices, if you're trying to drive sales, make sure you're doing it with a strategy for growing business, not for just getting people to come through the door today.
Yeah, and I tell you the other thing, Jim, we've learned through the years as we've studied different retailers and worked on strategies with them, is that when you lower your price, you got to drive more customers, otherwise
yeah
you've actually reduced your business.
Yep, it's
you're
all about drive. Down. It's all about driving gross profit to pay the overhead, isn't it?
It is. And if you're just lowering price, but you're actually lowering sales. If you
yeah
get 100 people coming through
yep
the door at $3,
yep,
that's different than 100 people coming through the door at $5 if that $2 discount isn't buying you anything.
Folks, remember, the price war is over, and we lost. Don't fight the price war. You can't fight it. You can't beat the big guys in the price war. Hey, Bob, give us that website one more time.
Gordman Group, G-O-R-D-M-A-N, Group, Kohl's.com.
Will you come back another day, Bob? We look forward to seeing you again next time.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Bob Gordman, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his website and don't forget his newsletter for YouTube, by the way. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.